Support for KBIA's podcast of Off the Clock comes from PS Gallery. PS Gallery features three-month exhibits of local, regional, and national artists in all media, including jewelry. PS Gallery is located at 1025 East Walnut in the North Village Arts District. More information can be found at perlostevensgallery.com or at 573-442-4831.
You're listening to KBIA's Off the Clock, a weekly guide to arts and culture across the state. I'm Scarlett Robertson. Undefeated is the Oscar-winning documentary from MU grad Dan Lindsay, which will open and close True/False this year. The film follows an underdog high school football team in North Memphis, Tennessee. KBIA's Nick Gass spoke with Lindsay about the biggest challenges the directors faced and the process of making this film.
I read that one of your producers, Rich Middlemiss, he found an article in the Commercial Appeal in Memphis. What in that article, what about it specifically made you want to go to North Memphis and live there for 9 months?
Well, I mean, I wouldn't say the article was the convincing factor of us moving there to make the film. But what was interesting in the article was this idea of OC, you know, a teenager being shuttled between these two, you know, kind of very disparate worlds. And that was intriguing enough for us to at least want to meet OC. And so we took a trip to Memphis, and we were able through, you know, 6 degrees of separation to get a phone number for Mike Ray, who OC was living with. And Rich and I went to Memphis just to meet OC. And then when we met Bill Courtney, the head coach, who's really at the center of our film, he was the one who really, you know, he was so charismatic and so interesting. And just watching him interact with the players on the first trip we were there, you know, that was really the convincing factor that not only was this story important, but that the only way to do this story was to actually move there and be there for every moment, so we could kind of capture the intimate moments that we were hoping to capture in the film.
How well would you say you got to know these people in the documentary? What did it take for you to gain that level of intimacy?
Well, I think it's it's several things. Number one, I think just being there all of the time and being consistent. You know, for a lot of the guys on the team, there's not a lot of consistency in their life. You know, they bounce around from house to house, living with an aunt or a grandmother. And there's also just not a lot of consistency in the things that are offered to them. And I think that's why the football team became such a success at Manassas, and why Bill had such a success rate at Manassas is because he was so consistent. He was always there, and he followed up what he said he was going to do. And so we really took a cue from him. And then I think Bill vouching for us, telling the guys that, you know, I've spent enough time with these guys. If I didn't trust them, they wouldn't be here. And they want to tell your story, and they want to tell it truthfully. I think, you know, that helped a lot. And then I also think one of the biggest decisions we made going into it was that we were never going to give, quote-unquote, direction to any of the players. So in some documentaries, you'll say, hey, can we get a shot of you coming through the door? Or, you know, we're going to get some B-roll of you doing this or that. And we decided we would never do that because we never wanted them thinking about the process. We never wanted them thinking about the fact that we were making a film. We wanted to try to blend in as much as conceivably possible. And I really think that helped a lot. You know, at our premiere at South by Southwest, one of the players, somebody in the crowd asked that kind of same question, but directed at them. How were you able to kind of forget the camera? And he was like, man, he's like, half of the moments in this film, I didn't even realize they were there. So I think it's kind of a combination of things.
In all, I mean, what would you say was the most difficult part of making this documentary?
Oh, man. We always comment, like, you know, you can count the production team of this movie on one hand. You know, like, TJ and I and just our producer, Rich, were in Memphis. There was nobody else. So, you know, any obstacles, like little obstacles that normally can be handled by somebody else had to be handled by us. I mean, all down to like when when we moved out of our apartment in Memphis, I was down on my hands and knees scrubbing the kitchen floor so we'd get our deposit back. Everything that could possibly be a problem, we had to deal with. But I think that really the hardest part has actually been after the fact, in trying to get people to see the movie, frankly. One of our biggest hesitations going into making this was, like, this feels like a story that's been told before. And so we were very hesitant of that. But because we knew the characters were so strong, and we felt the story was important, and it was important to shine a light on this community. And so, you know, we decided to do it, but it's still, you know, TJ and I always joke that if we saw our film written up in a festival, we probably wouldn't go see it because we'd be like, oh, I've seen that before. Because the film is so much about the experience of watching it and less about, you know, the kind of conceit. And so that's really been the biggest challenge. I mean, once people see it, then they want to tell everybody they know that they have to see it. But, you know, on paper, it feels kind of almost trite. And so that's really been the biggest challenge, I think.
That was KBIA's Nick Gass talking to director Dan Lindsay about his film, Undefeated. If you missed last night's screening, you can still catch it this Sunday at 6:30 in Jesse Hall. And that's it for Off the Clock this week. Log on to kbia.org to listen to podcasts of this show. Thanks for listening, and have a good weekend.